Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Dude, you gotta fucking, you gotta fucking.
What is this? What's happening?
That's how you start. You gotta like start here. Are we in? Can somebody answer? Why did that take so goddamn long?
Guys, new studio!
I just forgot
what episode we're doing.
New studio, new lights in it. We're dialing down the lights. Why do I have the red behind me? What are you trying to say?
I know exactly what I'm trying to say.
Is this a political podcast?
It is.
We have mother goddamn troops.
Do we have troops? I don't even want to get into that.
Girl Scouts?
We shouldn't get into that. I'd rather talk about our troops than the Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts think, didn't they get canceled? Somebody has such a good bit where it's like, dude, the people that want to take your kids into the woods want to touch them, but also they're the best type of people to take them in the woods because they want to take your kids in the woods. Because nobody that doesn't want to touch kids want to take kids in the woods.
Yo, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to take fucking 9, 11-year-olds in the fucking woods. It's awful. But if you want to touch them a little, you're going to be really good.
Yeah, well, Louis this episode just got demonetized because we're 30 seconds in talking about that.
All right, so we'll take that section, put it in a minute 37, and we'll figure it out.
We're at the very end. Guys, I want to talk about this. Dude, I tried my first JOI last night. Have you ever done that?
What do you mean, have I ever done that? I'm pretty sure I invented it. What do you mean?
But you know what's funny about a JOI? It was a woman. It was a man, but how?
Of course, it was.
But how she was like counting down and like telling you to coach through it, like yep. I felt like I was on a Peloton.
It feels very. It's like gamified.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like you got this. Keep pushing. Just 10 more seconds. I felt like I got soft because I like was looking down at my stomach. I was like, I got to get back in the gym. I don't feel good about myself.
I will say though, I've never. Like, in my head, I'm like, count faster because I'm going to come.
Ah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's a whole, the ones that like make you like practice not coming, it's like, stop, like you have to go with them, like with the beat.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know who can last because I can't. You're making me stroke too fast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, how I did it was essentially the same. Like if I went into a 20-minute Peloton class and skipped to the last 2 minutes.
Oh, you cheated.
Fuck yeah. It was, I'm not. 20 minutes of that is crazy. I don't have time for that.
I just start pinching myself. Is the only time that
you like try to endure the whole thing?
Well, yeah, it's like, dude, you know me. I'm a fucking crazy person. I'm so competitive. I'm competitive with my own coming.
You're competing with other gooners in the comment section. I didn't cheat.
Yeah,
I actually paused and kept to max even more.
But I definitely it was so hard. Hey, now it's so hard. To do it. I don't know who can actually do it without pausing or taking a break or thinking about the grandma's hands.
I didn't even know that it was that until I skipped later on. And it wasn't even labeled JOI, but then in the description, it was like JOI.
JOI.
But she started counting. I was like, what is JOI
was one of my favorite go-tos when I was watching.
Really?
Because you know how I'm a competitive person, right? You know I love games.
Say it again.
You know I'm a competitive person.
There we go.
Yeah. You know I love games. So it's like, and I love jerking off. So it's the three things that I love so much.
Yeah.
All you need to do is add a basketball element to it, and your boy is in.
Back shot, bang shot.
I love it, dude. That's my cum.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You think Jordan, when he comes, he goes,
I think he does this.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And there's cum dripping from his fingertips.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Or maybe the nut stain on the towel.
How come Johnny Sins doesn't have like a pair of shoes and then have like cum on them?
What?
Like, he should have a signature shoe, and the shoe should have, like, cum dripping on it.
He should have something. Maybe, like socks that have, like, grip on or something.
Yeah, no porn star has, like, a signature. I mean, they all have, obviously, vagina mitts, like, whatever the fuck they're called. Yeah,
but, like, they should but, like, have, no they shoes or
anything. Yeah.
Like, a shoe that has, like, just only, there's no grip on the bottom. It's only on the edges.
Walk me through that. Like, maybe I'm not envisioning this
like
properly.
Picture these shoes with no like grip right here.
Yep, like bowling shoes.
Only on, like, the toes. So when you're, like, yep. Really.
Yes, 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 yes.
Dude,
I
went rock climbing.
What is happening?
Dude, I went rock climbing.
You just went from JOI to rock climbing.
I just remember
you rock climbed twice. I think rock everyone climax. Forgot how to laugh.
Rock climax.
Nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
Rock climbing.
Excuse me? What was I saying?
Well, because you have a woman, so you've been doing different shit
but,
now.
But this was different. This
Go
was,
ahead.
I did a podcast in the activity. This podcast always has activities. And
what is it? Stiff Sock Season 1? Activity?
Yeah.
You're lucky you got me for an hour. Now you got to fucking sweat. Well, rock climbing,
yes.
Awesome.
Okay, well, the only reason I brought that up is because I was thinking about shoes that had only grip in the front. Like, rock climbing, you have shoes. It's like, they're like stiff ballet shoes. They're like manly ballet. It's like really foldable, but you just are dainty. Have you ever rock climbed?
Yes. It's really hard. And
so
I was
hard.
Furious that it was hard. You know,
yes.
You know the problem is I don't know how to use my legs in rock climbing because I'm not a rock climber. So I was using all upper body.
Yeah.
So after 3 minutes of all upper body,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to fall. And then I'm seeing kids that are 12 rock climbing like fucking squirrels. And it makes me so upset.
It's the most frustrating thing ever. Cause you watch somebody do it. You're like, oh, that's so easy. Left, right, bop, bop, grab, grab, crawl, crawl.
Very easy.
So hard.
So hard.
But the funniest thing is like, you have to start like on the ground, but like upside, like you're literally like you could start where your feet can reach up to.
Yeah.
But you have to start on the ground like you're about to go under your Chevy Cobalt to change a fucking engine. So the guy's giving us like
change an engine?
You've never done that? Dude, you gotta fucking.
What is this? What's happening?
This is how you start. You gotta like start here and then like.
I get it. I had it. I had the visual 4 minutes ago.
No, you don't get it. You know, I just wanted to be the first to climb on the studio floor.
I think all rock climbing places are obviously different, but like, because the place I went to, you don't have to start like that. You just started like on the fucking rock and worked your way up. Why'd you have to start on the bottom?
This one was inverted?
Vertical? Horizontal. It was horizontal.
So picture a clock.
Keep going.
No, I'm trying to. It like went like backwards.
But more than that. More than what we're watching right now?
Like picture like a. What would that be?
What?
2 p.m. on a clock?
You're just upside down. I mean, dude, there was people at this fucking gym, bro, that I went to that were so talented. It was insane. They were literally animals. They weren't human beings.
Yeah.
They were like raccoons that just got a tuna can. Like, and then they shined a flashlight on their face. Mm-hmm. They were out. Mm-hmm. And I consider myself a pre-athletic person. I was bombing.
Yeah.
Bombing.
Well, it's to your point, you got to use a lot of legs. And they were like giving me like so much advice that all made sense. Or like, think about a ladder. You don't use just arms. You use all legs too. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But like, that's not going to make my legs any stronger right now.
Any stronger, but also how do I hold on with my legs? Like, that's the thing I don't understand. How do you hold on?
Well, they're saying, I think a lot of propel. It's like, don't use all your upper body pulls. Like, use your legs to push off. Anyways, yeah, I didn't really have much on that, but it is funny. But God, my forearms were burning. You would have thought I did a real JOI.
Let me ask you this. Next day, trash.
Not
Next
bad.
Day, really?
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it.
Yeah. I mean, just absolutely gone. No,
yeah,
fine.
No,
that's fine. Insane.
Maybe it's like a day after something. What else is going on? What's new with you? Were you here this weekend? What'd you do?
I was here this weekend, and I needed it. I mean, I needed it.
Good.
Dude, I have been so fucking sad. Like, I mean, dude, I'm going to say this, and you're going to be like, yeah, of course. Like, there's something about, and I actually did a ton of research on it. It's called, like, tour blues. It's like when you finish.
Whoa, you're behind the. You're in front of blue.
I'm a liberal.
what the fuck?
but when you finish like a long run of shows, you like get into the quietness.
Yeah.
And it's just, you squeeze all your serotonin. You have nothing left.
Dude,
and I spent days just being like, I'd like finish all the meetings or whatever. And I'm just like, do I even like want to do this anymore? Like, I just have wackadoo thoughts.
Think about what it does to your body.
I know.
Endorphins. Nobody should ever feel like that. Well, that's not true, but it's not normal for the human body to have thousands of people watching. Ah, yes, funny, laugh, woo, cheer. All right, good night. You get off, and then you're just in a hotel room. It's literally like You couldn't be more like ice bath sauna. But your body's just, after a while, you're like, well, what even?
I mean, just absolutely just numb.
Yeah.
Dude, did I say this last time when I took Gigi to the park? Did I say this last time? I fucking forget.
I don't think so.
Great. Well, I mean, we don't know because we said the college names 12 times. But
how'd the clip do? I'm fucking sick of this guy.
One person.
This guy comes in calling the shots today in a Padres jersey.
Fuck you. I'm calling no shots. What shots? Back shots. Wish I, well, cut it. So.
Cut it.
Wait, why?
Cut it.
I don't know. I was going to say wish I did back shots and then fucking.
No, you don't do doggy.
Who is this guy?
No, stop. I told you I've been doing doggy.
What is
it's
this
one of my favorite positions now.
Who's this FCC Michael we got? You're curious that Kimmel's going to go off you?
I knew you were going to. I beat you to it.
Back shots, cut it.
Back shots are my favorite.
This podcast has another month left.
1 month?
RIP.
1 month.
You can't even talk about back shots.
Listen.
Goddamn. Trevor Wallace, I am on tour. My tour kicks off October 9th in Charleston, South Carolina. And then I'm just going to read through because we're doing a one long run. So if you hear October 9th, it's all around then. Atlanta, Georgia, Jacksonville, Florida, Jacksonville, my hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, Tampa, Tallahassee, Sarasota, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, New York City, Salt Lake City, Boise, added more shows. Dayton, Ohio, we moved the shows to December 12th through the 14th. And Nashville, Tennessee, there's so many other ones. But right now, dude, Florida, we are running it up. I always get comments, why aren't you coming to Florida? I am going literally everywhere in Florida. So if you go to trevorwallace.com, my tour is on sale now. There's 38 cities, Los Angeles, New York, all the heaters are in there. Go to trevorwallace.com, tour on sale now, selling fast. Michael Blaustein, where are you?
Michael Blaustein, yelling about feet. October 9th, I will be in Des Moines. October 10th, I'll be in Lincoln. October 11th, I'll be in Kansas City. October 22nd, that's the added show in Buffalo. October 24th, Grand Rapids. October 25th, Detroit. November 6th through the 8th, I'll be in Salt Lake City. And I'm just going to run off the next ones, the following ones. If you hear your city, go get tickets. Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, added a show. Orlando, Jacksonville, my hometown. Minneapolis, Madison, Chicago, we added a show. Stamford and Ben Selom. Blaucomedy.com. All right.
This next ad is brought to you by Lucy. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free Lucy Breaker.
What's a Lucy Breaker, Trevor?
It's a nicotine pouch with extra surprise. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken open. Bust it wide open. Release extra flavor and hydration. Set yourself up for a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Okay, look it. We got Lucy Breakers right here.
Yep,
this
yep.
is espresso. Anybody doing it like this? You know what I love about these?
Go ahead.
And this is an overlooked factor.
I know.
Bro, they get a trash can.
I know.
You pop the top, you put the old ones away. Because, dude, when I have the other one in, it starts with a Z.
Ew. Boo.
Sucks. I got to put them random places. I'm on a plane. I'm sticking them on the back of some dude's head.
Oh, yeah, dude, Lucy I put in a breakers. Baby's diaper recently.
Yeah.
And we don't have to do that anymore because we got the little top you put them in. It's incredible. My favorite flavor is apple ice. You can't beat it, dude, because it's got apple and it's got ice. It is incredible, dude.
I love the 4 milligrams. I love using them when I am like editing on a flight or just driving or after a post-show meal. It's kind of nice, dude. Just sitting there, dude. It's really a great way to chill. So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co, no M, lucy.co/stiff and use promo code STIFF to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that is lucy.co and use code STIFF to get 20% off. Warning. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Goddamn. I'm going to explain back shots, but I'm also going to explain my
no
sadness.
No explanation.
I'll explain right now. I would like to say this. Back shots is one of my favorite positions now.
Position?
Yeah. Is a back shot not a position?
I don't know if it's a position. It's kind of like an end result.
No.
It's like saying like cum shot is your favorite position.
It honestly might be.
I'm kidding. I'm being harsh. Go ahead. Park. Bark, bark.
So in this cloud of sadness, this podcast is so funny. We have back shots and a cloud of sadness is where we go. I took Gigi to the park and
back
I was like.
Thoughts.
Yes.
We're back on. Extend the podcast another year. It's so hot in here.
It is so hot, but
it's so hot.
And I feel like I'm giving back shots. Caught it. I hate everyone.
I can't wait to have a wedding one day, and then she says, "I do." I go, "Cut it, cut." Wait, hey, can you cut me saying "I do"? Yo, cut my vows, actually.
Yeah, put it in vertical. That was crazy. So I was feeling super low. So it was like 8 p.m. and I was like, I took Greta to the dog park, and I just wanted to feel some semblance of like, I did something good today. So I brought her to the dog park. I wanted to be like, oh, I'm a good dad. That's the feeling that I wanted to get at the dog park, right?
Yeah.
And it was very intentional in a very selfish way. I was like, I need to feel this. So she's in the fucking big ass yard park, whatever the fuck. And I throw the tennis ball. She loves tennis balls, buddy. Ran after that bitch, put it in her mouth, ran 9 feet back, dropped it, ran to me. And I was like, that's not how we fetch. What's happening? Are you broken? So she runs back to me. I'm like, while you're broken, you don't know how to play fetch. So I walk. I get the ball. I throw it again. She runs fucking Hellraiser speed towards the ball, puts it in her mouth, walks 2 feet back to me, drops it, then runs fully back to me.
At least she came back to you.
Bitch, play fetch. I'm trying to be a good father, you fat fucking dog. Run back the ball to me so we can get some exercise.
Dude.
I swear to God, I tried this like 4 times and she wouldn't do it. And I'm telling you, dude, it was the emotional, I was like, I don't know whether to cry or punt this dog.
She's an animal.
No. It's not her fault. This is all me. This is 100% me.
Right.
But all because, again, selfishly, I just wanted to have, I wanted her to run around and me like take her back to my car and she's all tired. I'm like, oh, I'm such a good dad. She got to be a dog today.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't give me that. And so I was so mad and I had like almost a meltdown in the park and I go, wow. This is not about this.
Correct.
My emotions are out of whack, baby. Out of whack.
Yeah, it's just fatigue of just up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. They're just fatigued. Just like you just need a couple weeks of just doing whatever.
I know.
Calibrating.
Recalibrating. Here's the problem, and I'm sure you understand this. The problem is in the recalibration, everyone's like, you don't need to do anything. Just hang out and blah, blah. The problem is it really comes up when there's stillness. So you're telling me I need stillness to recalibrate.
Yeah.
But in the stillness, I feel extra sad because when I'm moving and working, I don't feel it.
But it's because you're putting a Band-Aid over that.
Correct.
But the stillness sucks for the first like 2 days, but then you kind of push through and you're like,
yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, like going on vacation. The first week, I'm up at 2 a.m. literally hammered at editing.
Yep.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Order a hooker. Get a cigarette.
Exactly. Charlie Sheen, this bitch.
I want to see that.
You haven't seen it?
No, I heard it's good.
Oh my God. It is fucking unbelievable.
Really?
Dude, it's good? I am dumb. I didn't know that Charlie Sheen was like a movie star. I'm an idiot. I thought he was just like kind of like a TV guy, Two and a Half Men guy. Like I thought he had a fine career before that. No. Dude, he was on Platoon. I had no idea. Massive, 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 massive star. I mean, dude, at one point in the, spoiler alert, at one point, cut it, at one point in the doc, he said he spent over, do you want to guess how much money he said he spent in hookers?
$100K.
$100 million.
What?
He said the first hooker he got, he goes, that was, I'm paraphrasing here, that put me on a track that cost me over $100 million. Years and years. Because I think it's not just the vagina. I think it's the dinners, the cocaine, the vacations, the blah, blah, blah. So like if you do that for that long and spend that type of money, I mean, he was blowing money.
Yeah.
Blowing money. Dude.
Did that documentary make you feel any better? Be like, oh, I can muster through this.
It made me, it's so funny. I didn't watch it and think about me. I just kind of thought about like that situation, how fucking hard that would be. And I also thought about like the fame that you have pre-internet is wild. Like pre-internet fame.
Back then.
Was on another level.
Yes.
I mean,
there was no dating apps. It was like head.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, yeah. That too. I'm just saying, like, couldn't leave your house type of fame. I mean, I know that people have can't leave your house now.
13 famous people back then.
Correct. He also said, which blew my fucking mind, like season 5 or 6 or whatever of 2 and a Half Men, he just got out of rehab and they're renegotiating contract and he didn't want to do it. And the CBS thought that he was pushing back and saying he didn't want to do it because he was trying to renegotiate hard. So they just kept giving him more money. And he was like, no, you guys don't understand. Like, I'm at a rehab. Like, I need to stop doing this because when the comfort of all this money, I need to like take a beat. They kept offering him money. And eventually he was just like, fucking, all right, fine. Do you know how much he was making per episode? Not including residuals of the show, per episode. People that don't know, that means per week. Per week.
$250K.
Sir. He was making that in 20 minutes per week.
Per episode.
Per episode.
Mil?
Sure. Sure. This was, I'll give you a little bit of, you know, a little backstory. This was primetime TV. There's no Netflix. There was no anything.
2.5 mil?
Take 0.5 off.
2 million.
He was making $2 million an episode in the year 2000?
Dude, that's NBA numbers.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the sad part about it, his co-host, who obviously had as much stake in the show, like as much like meat in the show, just like they split. This motherfucker was half the show. This dude, do you know how much he was making an episode?
Oof. I don't know. This is going to be sad.
You want me to tell you?
Yes.
$750, which is still astro-fucking-nomical, but can you imagine? But it makes sense. I mean, you're not Charlie Sheen. I mean, Charlie Sheen.
Who's the other guy in it?
I forget. Exactly.
Can we look?
Really talented, really, really, really funny guy. Made a quadrillion dollars, so who cares?
Yeah.
But at the same time, can you imagine, like, from his point of view, right? He's like, I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything right. I show up on time. I know my lines.
We have the same amount of lines, yeah.
Exactly. And this motherfucker does morphine through his cock hole, comes back, and now he makes 3 times more money than me per episode. If I'm him, I'm like, okay, you wait. I'm about to go do morphine through my cock. I'll be back.
That's what it's like being in WNBA.
Exactly. Dildos on the floor. Now I'm understanding your point.
Payment.
Correct.
Everybody needs equal pay.
That's not true. That's not true. Here's the thing. If you break it down.
Did we even find the guy?
Yeah, his name is John Cryer.
John Cryer, yes. Dude, but they showed cuts of when he was, because he was always very professional, but they were showing little sequences of him like fucking up during filming.
Oh, Charlie Sheen?
It got real bad, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he was like known to like, he was known to like be able to do all these drugs and still show up and like still crush. But that's awesome. It got to a point where he was getting like, you know, 15 minutes of fucking sleep.
Do people live like that anymore? Like, is there anybody in the, well, maybe rock stars, but like, are there guys like that who are out fucking hookers until 3 a.m. doing blow, show up to set, and they can still deliver a monologue, or they can still rip a set of Lollapalooza?
Yes.
Who are the, like, I feel like back in the day, but like, I feel like Sunset Boulevard, like years and decades back, it was all that.
Yep.
Just getting fucking, like, dude, okay, let me tell you how much of a bitch I am compared to these guys back in the day. I had half a weed drink last night, and I woke up this morning like, I'm a little groggy.
I know.
Shut the fuck up, Trevor.
Sure.
Shut up. Put that can in your ass and boof the rest of it.
Dude.
And write the next. Give me something.
Cat in the hat. Cat in the hat. Say it. Cat
Chronicles
in the hat.
Of Narnia.
Good. That's better.
I'm still brain fogged.
Let me tell you a secret. When I have melatonin,
head.
I have a 3 milligram and I have to cut it in half. I am a bitch, okay? Can you imagine? Motherfuckers in Metallica are sucking anacondas down their urethra and then doing Lollapalooza. What's even going on? I don't know
They're putting heroin in their sweet tea.
100%. 100%. They're giving a fucking raccoon head and then... Why would you do that?
I feel like the Cookie Monster might... Who's one in the trash can? Oscar? Jesus.
Cookie Monster.
They're all in the same. Why are they friends with a guy in a trash can? And are friends with a guy who's a Cookie Monster? Yeah. That whole group needs to be under investigation. I'll tell you who. I'll tell you who was on a list. Or
Bert.
Dude, Bert and
you don't
Ernie?
Think Bert fingered a fucking youngin' or two?
Bro,
ever seen Bert's face?
Yes.
He looks not okay.
Check his hard drive.
100%.
What do you think?
Look at him.
Yeah, oh, one
He has
unibrow.
One eyebrow. I'm gonna be honest, dude.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are they boyfriends? Oh, they're not a couple.
Sir, you don't think they're a couple?
Once or twice and
look how they look. My man is behind Bird plowing him right now.
Once or twice, yeah. Who are the ones in the stands? The old guys?
Muppets.
Was that them?
I don't know. I just took a shot.
Of what?
In the stands?
Yeah. But like, in just type in Muppets in the balcony, yes. Yes. Dude, that's literally you and I at 95.
After doing the chuckle hut together because we can't sell nothing. Yeah. We have to go headline.
Both divorced. We're doing that. We're doing it in Laughlin, Nevada.
Please stop, man. I'll cry. Here's the thing, man.
Why? That's great.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it, dude? Listen, if we're doing Scottsdale, Arizona co-headlining when we're 91 together, things are off the fucking rails, dude.
As long as I get to do my art form and be with my friends, I don't care.
Goddamn. This podcast is sponsored by Google Gemini. College students, do you know you can turn the most complex topic into simplified ideas or hours of research into just minutes? How about turning class notes into practice quizzes that help you get the big idea? With Google, Gemini can do all of that and more, okay? You can even turn long reads into quick listens because what's better than a podcast? Exactly, okay?
We always get scripts and big formats and documents. Like, sick of it. I want to read all this. Google Gemini helps just trim it down to just the beats you need to know.
Yes, it saves so much time. I can't even tell you how many times I use Google Gemini for emails. Like, dude, my agent will send me these long emails. I go, cool, don't want to read it. Literally copy, paste it, put it in Google Gemini. It will summarize exactly the main points that I need to respond. It is incredible, okay? So students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year, but hurry, this offer ends soon. Sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, unlimited image uploads, deep research, notebooks, LM, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply. Goddamn. You're lying. You have two divorced.
I don't care.
You're divorced twice. Your kids hate you.
Already hit.
You're in $9 million worth of fucking child support debt. You have to do this just to cover the nut.
But you know what makes me the happiest?
What?
Is when I'm on that stage and I'm not thinking about my two divorces, even though every joke's about her.
That's what I was going to say.
Hey, I used to have an hour-long set. Now I only have 30. She took the other half.
It's not bad. Three people.
Yeah.
One of them's me.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, that would be quite sad. All bits aside, but you're having these emotional feelings.
Yeah.
Doing what you want.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I know.
So when you zoom out,
I know.
You're like, how cool is it that you're feeling these things, but also you're learning how to handle it.
You know what I think fucks me up a lot? And you're totally right. You know what fucks me up a lot is I zoom out and I go, because every day feels like a battle. Every day, checking fucking clips and making sure this is happening, and you're just fucking grinding and battling and grinding and battling. And sometimes I go, is this ever, this is what, this is the, my rest of my life is a fucking Trevor.
I have the same problem.
Yeah.
But I was just trying to think. I feel like, so what came to my head when you're talking about that is like, it feels like you're like watering plants and you're just always watering plants. But when is the tree done growing? When do the leaves fall off?
That's what I'm saying.
But trees have seasons, and the leaves fall off and then they come back. So when is our
bitch?
So when are all the leaves full on your tree? And then you go, hey, we can let them fall off because we know they're gonna come back even stronger.
Can I say this real quick to stay on your metaphor?
Yeah.
What if we're watering? We're feeling like we're watering.
Just watering a tree that's already fucking blooming.
Hold on. What if we're watering this tree, right? Blooming. We're like, oh my God. And leaves fall off and it's growing and we don't know when it's gonna, those seasons, whatever. And then you take 20 steps back and you realize you're not just watering. You don't just have that one tree. You have a whole fucking goddamn garden of trees and you didn't even know it. You're so focused on this one tree that you're not realizing that you're making millions and millions of trees. Is this making any sense?
Totally. I'm just saying, like, it feels like we keep like trying to water. It's like, okay, got to put out videos. I got to tour. I got to do this. I got to, and you, but all those things, every time you say you got to do something, it feels like you're like watering.
Yeah.
But it's like, you might look up and be like,
hey, if I don't water this tree for 2 weeks, I think it'll still be fine.
Oh, now I understand what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, like, hey, the leaves are falling off, but that's just because that's out of my control.
Ah.
But I know they're going to come back. So if the algorithm's fucking eating your ass,
yes!
eating your ass with braces on, holy shit, that's got to be awful.
Is it or hot? Depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to a Boy Scout leader, hot.
Okay. Okay, but you know how people always be like, oh, we talked about this before, but like, when you were in high school and they were like, oh, Katie Joe's got braces. That must be, I was like getting sucked off by a cheese grater. No, it's not. Because why is she sucking teeth first?
I mean, but let me tell you something. In high school, a lot of people don't know how to suck pee-pee. So maybe they are
is
going,
is that a hill you want to stand on?
Yep.
But I'm saying like, I don't know what I'm saying.
You were saying getting your ass eaten by braces.
Yeah, okay, but dude, that would be like, let's say you're dating a woman, she's 25, she got fucking braces, and she tries to eat your ass. I mean, what is that? Like, that's got to feel like a rusty manscape. Yeah. In the ab.
Also, how do you get on an airplane? How do you get on an airplane? Whoop, whoop, take the bombs out. Nope, I just have knives on my... Yo, has anyone ever fucking held up a bank or something with braces? Like, they're kind of knives. Everyone get down! Let's just sit in the silence for a second.
I'm just trying to think. I'm just trying to think about the most random thing somebody's ever robbed a bank with. Tree metaphor. Sometimes leaves just fall, but that's just seasons.
You're right.
There was a guy, his friend told him that if you rub lime juice on your face, you are invisible to cameras. So he just robbed the bank without a mask on.
You're lying.
Got caught immediately.
How old was this idiot? I need to find this person. I can convince him to do anything.
Yeah, this guy's definitely.
You'll live longer if you suck me off.
Live strong. Here's my bracelet and my cock.
So what did you do this weekend?
So,
I'm trying to say is sometimes things are out of your control.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you can tell a tree to grow, but he's like, "Bitch, it ain't my season."
Yeah, this is not my season. I hear. What is this?
So in 1995, MacArthur
Pittsburgh
robbed
says everything you need to know.
Two Pittsburgh banks with lemon juice on his face, thinking it made him invisible to cameras. He got content, but I wore the juice.
Oh, my God.
Here's a picture of him.
That is so funny. Because somebody is like, hey, give me everything. They're like, what? What? Yeah, just enter your PIN first.
Yeah, it's also like, why you smell like iced tea?
Are people still robbing banks? I feel like banks don't even have money anymore.
Hey, look, can I give you some other knowledge? Money doesn't have money anymore.
Oh.
Money's not real. So you walk into a bank, give me your money. He's like, what are you talking about? What do you want? Bitcoin that's not real? Do you want dollars that aren't real?
I think it's all like digital at this point. We're all just paying with shit with numbers. You know what I mean? Like, you used to be like, here is my money to you.
Buddy,
no, it's just like, it's card not- transaction, minus 23. I Venmo somebody, minus 24. Like, they send me. It's not even
backed by anything, dude. We're printing money. We're giving it to Ukraine. No one knows what's happening.
It's one of those podcasts. Do you want to switch seats?
It's one of those podcasts.
Have you ever done a podcast and like you're halfway in and you're like, oh no, this is one of those?
Yep. And they keep talking and I go, well, time to get silent. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Say your crazy takes.
Go ahead.
Then
as soon as they stop, I go, ice cream sandwiches. What do you think about that?
Yeah. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, probably
and
a lot.
Like, well, the left wing. Oh, my God.
On a bird? Trying to change it. But
I think we need a hybrid president. You know, we have indica and sativa. Why not a hybrid president? One who's a little bit of both.
Centrist, baby.
Is that a thing?
Yes, it is.
Why don't they have a better candidate? What would the perfect hybrid president be?
If, I don't know.
I don't even know what either side does in the first place.
They keep changing. Yeah. People like things and people hate free speech and then the other side hates free speech. Can I just do a clip about getting divorced and sucking my own feet? That's all I want to do. I said tit feet. You heard me. So what I do this week, I tried to recalibrate.
And what'd you do to try to recalibrate?
I said I canceled two spots.
There you go.
And
Mikey, two spot cancel.
I
that
canceled.
Was the worst nickname I've ever
given. That's okay. I'll take it.
I need to cancel two spots.
Yeah. Because one, I needed to recalibrate, but also my voice is just absolutely gone. I was on the road for 4 weeks in a row.
Oh my God.
I couldn't.
No wonder you're a president of Dog Park.
Oh, buddy.
You're not playing fetch and you're like, I'm a bad father. Are you kidding me?
I know. Dude,
at least you didn't leave her at the park and move to Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. All right. So, but yeah, so I just tried to like sit in silence and try to like handle my silence. And it didn't go great, honestly. Yeah. Like it didn't go great. I was just like, I was so antsy, dude. Here's the bad part. I was so antsy, but yet I didn't want to do anything. So this is a weird thing where I'm like, I ended up just like working out like twice a day. Like I just didn't, just trying to do anything.
Is your lady home or?
Yeah, like yes and no, but she works. So sometimes she's not, and then she has like writer's group or whatever. She's cheating on me. But yeah, I mean, so like there's, so sometimes I'm just there alone and I'm like, all right, Michael, I'm like, maybe go like play nine holes. Maybe go get a tennis lesson. Maybe like go do something. But the thought of like doing anything, I don't know. I was just like,
well, you're just fatigued. The thought of like doing more stuff.
Correct.
I feel that too.
Correct.
All the time where I'm just like laying on my couch. I'm like, I should be doing something. Then you're like, I don't really want to do something. But then the time you make the decision, it's like kind of too late.
Dude, that was the worst part. It's like, I pick mine up. I'm like, all right, let's go do something. And it's like 7:15 p.m. And I'm like, it's fucking dark, dude.
Yeah.
And then that's when you end up with a dog at a dog park, almost crying because she doesn't play fetch.
Yeah.
It was not great, but also much needed. And I will say, because I took, I mean, it was a lot of time. I didn't take a time. I didn't, you know, I haven't been on stage probably in like 5 days or 6 days, whatever. But
yeah, I took all last week off.
I'm excited. Like I was saying Charlotte. I have Charleston tomorrow.
Goddamn.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Goddamn.
And
tomorrow.
Yeah, no, Wednesday. I'm flying out. I'm literally, after we're done recording, I'm flying out.
Oh.
I have a 10:30 p.m. flight.
Shit.
Yeah. Holy,
oh my God.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you think parents do that also with, like, you were talking about the fetch? Do you think they do that with their kids, have catch with them, and the kid can't throw or they can't catch?
Yeah.
They
just no, dude, all the time. Yes. Yeah, I mean, dude, I really do think it's like, all right, I'm gonna be a good parent. I have a ton of meetings, whatever, but I'm going to take my two kids to the park, and their joy is going to bring me joy because it allows me to be like, oh, I'm a good mom, or oh, I'm a good dad. And then, yeah, you take your kid to the park, and he bites some other fucking kid, and the other dad comes to you, he's like, why is your kid say something?
Sit in this chair.
Good. Also a dog.
Yeah, why is your kid a golden retriever?
Yeah.
And then you have words with him, and then you get in your fucking Dodge Durango, and you're like, you kind of want to beat your kids, but then you kind of want to cry, and you're like, what's happening?
Well, the problem is you're relying on other people to fill your validation in your void.
That's
you're
what
like, I need my dog to play fetch with me so I can feel like a good dad.
Yeah.
Because you're only allowing a 30-minute window to be like, this 30 minutes has to refuel me.
Yeah.
I do it the same way with sleep. I'll be like, okay, like I'm going to work my cock off all week, and then Saturday I'm going to sleep in, and I'm going to feel recharged. I'll wake up at like 12 on Saturday after working, you know, 14-hour days every day. And then I wake up and I'm still tired. I go, what the fuck? No, this is the only time I can rest. I put everything on just that block of concentration.
Yep.
But in reality, it's like, you can slowly get that rest throughout the week.
Yeah.
It doesn't have, I like put it all in one thing. So you're putting it all in like, okay, Gigi will make me feel like a person again.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I needed something to fill me up, dog.
Can I give you a pitch?
Give me a pitch, baby.
I did this last night. It was electric.
J-O-I?
Dude. Okay, well, I had my first like alone night in like literally a month.
Oh,
and, well, not I don't know. That's not true. But like I finished filming at like 5, and then I was like, oh, I don't have any shows. I don't have therapy. I already talked to the lady. We did all that. And why did you laugh?
Because your girl left, and then you went to listen to some girl tell you how to jerk off.
Yeah, I love listening to women. What's that? We talked on the phone, and then another lady talked to me on the phone. Yeah. Oh, sorry. My Peloton instructor is different than the girl I work out with.
Holy fuck.
Oh. Sorry, she doesn't have J-O-I in her repertoire. Sorry, she's not a jerk off instructor and she has a normal job.
Yeah, I like that. Keep it separate.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah. Trevor is a feminist. Go ahead.
I separate the church from the state. What does that mean? I don't know.
I don't really know either.
One is Pornhub, one is M'lady. M'lady. What?
The freak from the making love.
Excuse me?
You separate the freak from the making love.
Yes.
You make love to your lady. Okay. You freak off at.
Yeah. Like, yes. The so love from the lust.
So 5 p.m.
J-O-I. No. So it was the first night that I just like, I was like, because I'm this whole like, same thing to you.
I just remember something that I didn't tell you. Sorry, go. No, it's not important. It is important, but
I just remember.
I got it.
So I was first night, and this is the most Michael Blassen I've felt in a while. I'm laying on my couch and I go, what should I post, man? And I go, you know what?
Oh, what?
Let's just go to the grocery store.
Shut the fuck
up. Let's go be a human. Yes.
Yes.
And let me tell you what. It was like a 15-minute drive to the place I wanted to go because they just have a lovely hot bar. And I was like, let's just go there. And I drove there.
Say Air One.
It was Air One.
I know it was.
But I drove there and I was like, it was kind of a nice night. I was like 75. And I go, let me roll the windows down. Music on 10. And yeah, I'm just like, dude, I get it. Going for a drive?
Yeah.
Just, dude, listen, you get a gap where there's no cars and there's no on-ramps or off-ramps, and you're doing a hundo listening to No Pull, windows down, 3 milligrams Zen in? Am I levitating? She don't want to sit. No more, she didn't hit that bump. Oh, my God. I felt so good.
Yes.
I was like joyous.
Yes.
I was like, dude.
Oh, this is what joy feels like.
Yeah, I was singing.
Yeah. It's the little things, dude.
God, man. But like,
it's the
like,
fucking little things. And you
the
know what?
Dumbest shit, a drive.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But that's
my
the thing.
Dad used to do that shit all the time on Saturdays. I'm going to go for a drive. I'm like,
hey, it's his wife.
My mom.
No one laughing? Now it's real. Now it's real. Now it's real.
What?
Now it's real. He says no one's paying attention.
It's funnier to watch you freak out than it is to laugh.
That I'll agree with.
Well, no, I was just processing it. Yes.
I was going to say, I think because we live a weird life that the simple things that create joy, we never do.
Like, or you do it, but you're stressed about the other thing. I go to the grocery store all the fucking time. There's nothing new about that. But like the thought of just being like, because I'm usually like in my head, like, oh, well, when I get home, I got to edit, and then I got to make this, and then I got to do, and then I got to, and then I, and tomorrow. But like this time, I was just like, dude, I'm actually done early, and I'm chilling. I'm on schedule. Everything's good. I felt really accomplished.
Yeah.
I got a lot of shit done.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got a fucking night to chill. And so I like released, and I let myself, and I was like, dude, this is great.
Yeah.
She don't
That sounds great. That's awesome. That sounds perfect.
It was just something, it was so stupid. But it was that dumb thing of like, just get out of the house, you idiot.
I know.
What are you going to sit on an app? Bling, bling, bling. And you're pulls me as driver. God, nothing makes me feel like more of a piece of shit when I track that guy on the app.
I track him.
I see his little toy car and I'm like.
You know what makes me mad? Is when he goes the wrong way and I'm screaming at the fucking
thing. Misses a turn.
You know, can I say this? You know what makes me angry about DoorDash and fucking Postmates and all that kind of shit? Stop ringing the fucking doorbell. Leave it there. I will see the notification.
Do you think it's because you have a dog?
Yes.
And Gigi goes, bonk. What is it? What does a doorbell sound like to a dog?
It sounds like bark, you bitch.
No, but I do. I think it's like they feel like they're under attack. I feel like it's like sirens.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, oh, cool. World War III is now.
Yeah. I mean, it's
ding dong.
I mean,
get to the chopper, which is just under the bed.
If Gigi had the ability to open the door, like open the, like, she would bite 14 people a day. Every time, she's
hungry.
She is hungry. That fat. But no, maybe that's why
cut it.
No, leave it in. but it is because I have a dog. Yeah. But
what was the thing you remembered?
I got it. I won't forget.
Oh, okay.
But the doorbell thing is a new thing.
Nah, she's always been upset by that.
She has been. What I'm saying is that the DoorDash people, they never used to just leave that bitch.
Yeah.
Now there's a new thing, ding dong.
Or
I fucking know.
I think they have a button on there that says like, that's just automatic. They'll just be like, I'm here. And I'm like, I know.
I know. I see
put it at the door.
I see
I'm here.
I'm
it gives me anxiety because it goes, I'm here. Or be like, driver tried to contact you and the time starts ticking down.
Yep.
I'm here. Okay. So am I. Do you want to have a dinner date?
Yeah, I don't
you
like
split a carbonara.
I don't like when I feel like when I feel like I have to respond, especially with an Uber. It's like I'm here, and then I'm like, oh, I'm in the elevator. I'll be right down. Stop. If the time goes past 5 minutes, leave me.
Just leave the food.
Leave me, dude. When I Lyft drove, I had like a 10 minute thing in my head. After five, I would stay there. Still, give me an extra five. I barely left anybody. I was a nice person.
Yeah, that feels like. Go ahead.
I just remember what I was going to say.
Say it.
So remember how you were like, you went to the beach and you got in the water and you were like, you have to try blow?
Dude, yes. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So
I had a moment. And then remember what I got to say. Go.
No, you said. Yeah. So I was last week, I was just down bad, depressed as fuck on zero. And it was like 3 p.m. And I thought of you. And I saw the JOI.
I was just going to say that.
I beat you to it, daddy. But
Beat you to it. That's my job.
It is.
Keep going.
Keep going. You have it. 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, come. So I was like, fuck it. I don't give a shit how long it takes me to get there. 52 minutes. Furious. But I got in the car anyways. Took Gigi. Gigi loves the goddamn beach. So we went there. And as I'm driving.
Goddamn.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Goddamn.
Fucking cloudy. It goes from sunny to cloudy. And I go, Michael.
With a chance of meatballs.
Exactly. I love meatballs. Turkey meatballs, the best. So I was driving there. I was like, shut up. Even if it's cloudy, you'll hear the waves and be hopefully recharged. I get there. Guess what? Sunny. $15 to park. Almost left. Don't charge me $15 to find tranquility. $15?
Who gets that money?
$15 to have tranquility? Go fuck yourself. You don't own it. God owns it.
Dude.
All of a sudden you own the fucking beach?
And valet now is doing the iPad. It used to be a cash only thing.
Yep,
now, I went to a valet place the other day. Yep. They spun the iPad at me. Yep. And it just was like, how much percentage do you want to tip?
Zero.
No.
How about zero?
I'm already paying a lot for you to buy my gun.
Here's a gun. I have a gun.
And it was like 20%.
So I get there. Pay $15, furious. But as soon as I get onto the beach, Gigi's so happy. So it makes me happy because she gets to be a dog. So put the blanket out, and as soon as I lie down, guess what? Fucking sun comes out. Hot. Feeling so fucking good. Oh, dude. Me and Gigi are playing fetch. She's actually playing fetch. And I was so fucking happy I went, and I just wanted to thank
you. Did you go in the water?
I did not go in the water. I can't go in the water. I had fucking Greta. Where am I going to put her?
She would float with her fat ass.
No, I can't put her in the water. She fucking hates water.
Oh. Yep. Damn. That's like literally the best part.
I know.
It's just like that, just dunking, submerging your body in a body of water like the ocean. It's just like, it literally resets your body.
Mm-hmm.
It just recalibrates everything. I felt really foggy on Sunday and I was going to record something and I was like, I need to be like on. I had a coffee, I didn't feel anything. And I'm like, I still feel foggy. And I really wanted to go to the gym, but I was tight on time. But I was already in Venice and I was like, okay, do I have any like a board shorts for the beach? And I was like, no, but I have boxers. And I go, yeah, I guess that works. Drove 6 blocks, parked at the beach, $15. Again, almost
furious.
18, almost left.
18, yeah.
Stop. Who gets the money, huh?
I mean,
Starbucks, shut up.
Literally, who gets the money?
Park.
Gavin Newsom. That's who gets the freaking money.
Yep, let's add an M in his name. So I just parked there, and I'm wearing like normal clothes walking to like the tide, like where the water is, and then I'm trying to get naked. And I don't know. I mean, like, dude, there was a lot of people. It was a Sunday night. There was a lot of people at the beach. And then I just stripped my boxers. And you would have thought that I like just broke out of like rehab. Like I had a coming to Christ moment. Like I stripped down my boxers and just started sprinting and then dove headfirst in too shallow of water.
I like felt my nose like gently caress the sand underneath me, but I looked majestic. And I'll tell you what, when I was in there,
yeah,
it was incredible. Just that cleanse. It's the dumbest shit. You're like not on your phone and you're just watching life. There's people playing.
Yeah.
The sounds of the beach, the waves crashing, the people yelling.
The sirens going because they're arresting you because you're in the fucking water with goddamn boxers on.
Yeah. And I was in there for, you know, 5 minutes and I I did it. That's all I needed.
Did you have a towel?
No. I used my crew neck sweater that I had with me around my waist. So I tied it around my waist, like kind of sideways. It kind of looked like, you know, those girls will tie it on the side and it's like a triangle.
Yeah.
I had like that over my cock and like half an ass cheek hanging out. And then I just walked back to my car. I was in shambles, dude. I was like holding like my basketball shorts and my shoes in one hand. Because it's not like towels will stay when you walk, but I'm holding this with the other. I mean, I looked deranged. I looked like I belonged in Venice Beach. But I'll tell you what, it felt great. And I was like, let me just stop making excuses, but like just jumping in the water. If there's a body of water near you, just go submerge.
There is something about watching water, and there's definitely something about getting in water. And you know why I think is because we're made of water. And I know that's just like a very simplistic way to think, but like I think submerging your body in water because your body is made of water, there's something about getting synced with water that is like crazy healthy. I'm proud of you for doing that. So you went to the thing you had to go to just salt watered out?
Yeah. Well, it was the rock climbing thing. So I'm like, dude, I'm already going to be sweaty.
Wow. Your hair was all, you just wore a hat?
Yeah.
That's good for you.
Trust me, I was worried about my appearance too. But I was like, I would rather feel good and riff better.
Yeah.
Than, you know, it's like I'm fucking rock climbing. I'm not going to look great anyways.
Yeah. Dude, I'm proud of you. You know why I'm proud of you for a multitude of reasons, but I'm really proud of you because that is such like a not a thing that I feel like you would do. And I'm complimenting you for getting over that and being like, no, this is what I need right now. And I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it just was like to stop making excuses to go to the beach, but also like usually I'm like very like, well, what if somebody sees me? I'm in my box with this and that, but it's just like, or you just do it. Like, it just felt, I don't know, it just felt like funny to me. Yeah. Like, it felt like, I felt a little insane, but it was funny. It was like, fuck
pretty
it.
Insane.
Strip to your boxes and just go run into the ocean. But again, it's like, I've seen people doing that at the beach all the time. It's like the most like human, like to the core, just human thing.
What color were the boxers?
Black.
Okay. It's a little better. Because white boxers is, that's illegal.
Oh yeah, I'm not Captain Underpants in it. I'm not in the tighter whitey community.
No, but I'm just saying the boxer briefs could be white. I mean, I have white boxer briefs.
Yeah. No, listen, I got out of the water and I literally walked like this.
Have to.
I walked like I had a hand cloth over my cock.
Every time I walk out of the ocean, even if I'm wearing a bathing suit, I maneuver the...
Have to.
Because it's like, it's around my dick and it's like not a big one, but it's like, it's bigger than what it appears after I get out of the water.
I would love to know, do women look at that?
I think they do.
When they see a guy getting out of water, are they looking straight down or are they looking more like chest hair combo?
I think they're looking
chest space hair.
I'm going down first then up.
Oh, interesting.
I think they do.
Hmm.
Or in my head they do. So I constantly am move them because it's like it's real small after the beach. It's like tiny.
Dude, I mean I did an ice bath recently. My dick was so small, it looked like a third nipple. Literally, the compression shorts I was wearing, it was like literally like out.
Yeah. Like I know. The last time I did an ice bath.
Sucked in that it was permanent, that it had to be hard.
Yeah.
It was like if you scrunch, like a natural sock just folds down. But it was like, if you just pull the sock all the way down, it's just like a slinky condensed.
Yeah. No, I do it. The last time I did an ice bath, my dick literally looked like a piece of candy corn.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Ding dong. Boo-boo. Dude, I've been doing ice baths naked. I've been doing the sauna ice bath naked. And let me tell you something. I like it.
It
makes me feel...
Too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. I used to go with either like a bathing suit or boxers.
Yeah.
But I've been the last maybe 3-4 times.
It's easier.
It's so much easier. And it's free. Like it's a sense of freedom.
Yes.
Do you go sauna naked or do you have a towel?
Towel.
Yeah, do towel sauna. and then an ice bath, get it out of here. And my dick's like, come on, dude. You're really going to do the... And it's just freezing.
Yeah, but it feels great.
It might... Oh, my fucking God. It's the best thing that you've ever invented to me. That's not a way to say it. Pitch? It's the best thing you ever pitched to me.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
My old boss back in the day used to do cryotherapy every day, like, before coming in. He'd come in fired up.
Cryotherapy?
Yeah, that's where you, like, go into, like, chambers.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I haven't, but this was, like, before, like, this was, like, 2017. But he would do that, and he would come in fired up. It was my boss, Russell Simmons, used to come in, and he would call me white, word I can't say. He would say...
Really?
He'd be like, who's this white? And then say that. And I'm like, Russell, I've worked for you for 3 years now. You know my name.
Yeah. Well, dude, so overall, you're feeling good?
Overall? I feel really accomplished. I wish I didn't have weed last night, and you know? But let me tell you this.
Why did you do it?
Because I've just been... I really like this brand, and they sent me a bunch of stuff. And... I keep being like, oh, Monday I'll do it.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, Monday I get busy with the work. Ah, Tuesday I'll do it. Yep, Tuesday I have shows. Wednesday, hang out with... But like last night was like the first night where I literally had like nothing to do. And I just accomplished so much in the past like 2 weeks, like trying to get ahead before the tour, that I was like genuinely the first time I actually felt like I was like caught up on work. And I was like, oh. Let me submerge myself in a little bit of THC and jerk my weenie. That was literally my plan. Let me go get dinner.
That's always my plan.
I'm going to drink this weed drink, and then I'm going to jerk my Jergens.
Dude, every time I've ever done weed, it is to jerk. It's not to like, oh, I can't wait to eat this plate of pasta.
Yeah.
It's to jack
Make
my
some
dick.
Carbonara on a goddamn bed towel.
Yeah, you got to.
So, but... It was great. I mean, dude, I mean, I drank it. I played some video games. I was writing a bunch. I was like doing a bunch of voice memo just for bits and like creativity. So super good on that front. But yeah, you know, sometimes it's hit or miss how you feel the next day. And I don't know. I just, you know, I didn't get a, I was waking up early or something. I don't know. Whatever. But other than that, I feel great.
Good.
Feel great. Feel good. Feel, tour kind of starts this weekend.
How you feeling about that?
I feel good. I mean, it's like, I'm not, it's so much easier to think about it when you're like, it's so much easier to be accepting of how much work it is before.
Yep.
Because right now I look at it and I just go, oh, this is just a tour, like it's a flyer with tour dates.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that each one of those cities is a different day. It's a different sound check. It's a different wake up, prep, write, work out before the show, do this. You know, it's like, so in my head, I'm like, yeah, this is 38 cities. I'm like, this is, yeah, it's just like,
there it is. I'm just like, that's the flyer right there. I'm like,
yeah. I've done this 1,000 times.
Yep.
This is no different. Not knowing that I might be in fucking St. Louis with a Glock in my ass and pull the trigger.
Yeah. You're gonna. Maybe not
JLI.
St. Louis. Maybe not St. Louis.
Memphis.
But Memphis, yeah. You going to Memphis?
I am.
Oh, cool.
I'm really excited.
I've never been to Memphis.
I've heard great things.
Yeah.
And home to great rappers. Good barbecue food.
Oh, yeah.
The Grizzlies. Ja Morant.
John Morant, talk about a gun in his ass.
I love John Morant.
Well,
why?
I don't know.
Is that not good?
I didn't think you had a hard opinion about John Morant.
He's awesome. Every time he like makes a three, he does like, and I'm like, what a guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What a celebration. Oh, what are you shooting? You go like this after? Yeah. No, I do it and then RPG.
That's what he should do. He should just bring it up a notch. He should just do like a tank symbol or something. Like,
I love when they get fined when they're making millions upon millions a year. Like, you're fined 10K. He's like, all right.
Yeah, it is really funny when they're like.
It's like when you go to McDonald's, you're like, can I get a sauce? You're like, yeah, it's 25 cents. You're like, run it, bitch.
Give me two, idiot. Yeah, it is funny though when someone like murders somebody and they're like, you get 75 years and $1,000 fine. I mean, take the $1,000 off. What are we doing here? For who? Right, 75 years in jail and what's the fine?
Caitlin Clark got finally $200.
$200 for like a comment.
Yeah, on Instagram. Who?
That's where you know WNBA is financially. When they're fining someone the cost of Jordans. I mean,
meanwhile, John Morant is on IG Live glocked up, and they're like, yeah, well, maybe just 30,000.
Yeah.
Is that how much it was?
I don't know. It was a lot. But if you take.
That's crazy. They're going after comments now.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Jimmy Kimmel!
I'm pretty sure that if you get suspended for games, you don't get paid. So that suspension was costly. And I think the suspension also, because you play less games, you can't be eligible for like all NBA or all, like, you know, All-Star or whatever. And you get massive bumps in contracts for that type of stuff. So he might get fucked in his ass.
Instagram comments, crazy though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's patrolling that? Like, who's sending that? Who gets sent that? Is it the commissioner? Look at this tweet.
Yeah,
look
I mean,
at this comment.
Everything that she does is under a fucking microscope. Like, everything. Yeah. She is the WNBA.
I would have threatened back. I'd be like, you guys need me more than I need you.
Correct. Take your $200 and shove it in your pussy.
Goddamn.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Goddamn.
Leave it in?
Yes!
Or put, all right.
Well, to close the loop, I'm really happy that you're feeling good, man. I'm really happy that you're excited for tour. I'm really happy that you made the decision to get in the goddamn water.
Yeah.
This is great.
I just, you know what it feels like? It feels like the tree in the last like month lost all of its leaves. And I'm going, okay, that's what it's supposed to do.
Mm.
No ones are coming in. And you can feel.
Yeah.
And you can get the best fertilizer you can possible.
Yeah.
But really, the tree's going to be treeing.
This is great, man, because every single one of my social media apps are taking a John Morant to my face right now, right?
Gun
to my face, right? So.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Collectively,
uh-huh.
How are they doing? Like, if you zoom out over the month.
Great. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is maybe this is a part of when there's no leaves.
Yeah.
And the leaves are bubbling.
The only way leaves would ever not grow back is if you cut the tree down. But even then, it might fucking grow back.
Yeah, you don't even know.
You cut the tree down, you stop posting. That's what I always think about, like, whenever, for me, I can talk anybody out of a social, like, wormhole, black hole, but it's, like, hard for myself to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, what is the option? You're just going to stop posting?
No. Yeah. I have that same thing with stand-up, and I have the same thing with social media. I go, okay, I hate my set, I hate comedy. All right, so what are you going to stop comedy? No, you're not going to stop stand-up. So shut up. And figure out a way to feel accomplished, or figure out a way to write another bit.
Fall in love with it again.
Exactly. And the same thing with social media shit. It's like, same thing. It's like, you're not going to stop posting, right? So you could chop down a tree, not in a bad way, right? It's like, okay, so you've been doing this type of content. Maybe if you try something new. Maybe water two trees or whatever the fuck, you know?
Yeah,
there's a lot of different ways to try to get yourself out of this fucking sorrow moments, and it doesn't have to do with anything with Greta not bringing a tennis ball back.
She is fucked up for doing that.
I mean, honestly,
I want to call that out.
Dude, just bring it back, dude.
Bring it back.
Just fulfill me.
You bark, you bring. That's it.
I mean, I do everything for you. Bring.
I scoop your shit.
I do. With my
That's
own hand.
That's the funniest thing. That's why when people get on like cat owners, but cats are worse than dogs, I'm like, you literally have to hold your dog's shit a quarter mile. You have to pick it up in a green bag and then walk with it. Like, that's not bizarre.
Buddy, I'm not going to lie to you, man.
I know you don't pick up dog shit.
No, I do. I'm saying I'm getting worse at it. I'm getting worse at it.
Do you think,
you know what I do?
Didn't you get called out by your like building for not picking up your dog shit?
Of course. I'll burn my building to the ground. But what I'm saying is it is, you know what trick I do? When Gigi's like by the bushes or whatever, like in public.
Hold on,
by the bushes in there. I go, oh, good pee pee. She's shitting. Good pee.
Is that two different stances?
Yeah.
Not girl dogs.
No, yeah. That means it's like a full shit and a full pee is different.
Oh.
Like it looks different, yeah.
And you're out loud yelling like, wow, that's a lot of urine.
Swear to God. I go, oh, good pee pee.
Good thing I can't pick up piss.
Good pee pee.
And you like hold the bag like you could pick it up.
Yeah. I always do the fake. If I don't have a bag, I'll do the fake like, oh, are you kidding? I don't have a, fuck. And then I out loud go, Jesus, let's just go home. I'll grab a bag. I'm not going to grab it. I don't even leave here. I don't even leave here. Yeah. Yeah. I don't live here. I mean, I feel bad. That's why I say it. I'm a real piece of shit. I should just scoop myself up.
Do you think you should... So say you pick up your dog shit and you're saying you walk a half a mile with it or whatever. Can you put it in your neighbor's trash can?
Yes, 100%. That's totally fine. Dude, any trash cans that are outside are on limits to anyone throwing anything.
Why does that feel illegal, though?
Yeah. It does. I feel like I have to like cat burglar it. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, but it's fine.
You feel like you have to look around before you throw away a Monster Energy in a random stranger's 100%. Trash can. I mean, or you feel like they're going to look at it and the wife's going to be like, oh, my husband doesn't drink Monster. He's clearly cheating. There's an affair. It's all over MSNBC.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why is her fucking lip gloss? Leads back to you. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, listen, you can't throw away like a body. You can't throw away like a radiator in someone else's shit. But if you throw like a rate, like, if you throw a Go-Gurt out, it's okay, but it does feel illegal.
Yeah, it is like funny. Like, it feels illegal no matter what you're throwing away. You throw away like a bong in there versus like a McDonald's bag, you still feel off.
Awful. It. You feel awful.
Dude, when I look, because sometimes I'll look at my, because like if I leave mine out and I'll look, the lid's open. Why did it take so long to say?
That's okay.
Sometimes when I walk out and the lid's just open, I'll see the green bags of dog shit in there. I get livid. Oh. I don't want your dog, your little Yorkadoodle shit coodle. I don't want your dog shitting here.
Yeah, but if it was in your kitchen trash can, I'm on board.
I totally get it. And they did nothing wrong. But like, there's like a slight 10% instinct made to be like,
isn't that weird human instinct? Like, this is my trash can.
At the end of the day, we're all cavemen. But this is my corner. This is my stick.
Yeah.
These are my leaves.
That's why I live in an apartment. Dude, I have a trash chute. I throw everything down that bitch. Sometimes I don't want to carry Gigi right down the trash chute.
Good. Put a slide. Put a slide.
It kind of is a slide. Yeah. It's a slide for boxes. Dude, sometimes when I'm feeling good, I like personify things. So when I throw a box down, I go, that seems fun. This guy's probably having a great time. Ah! He's falling in anything.
Like, this makes me feel like you're more mentally unstable than the dog park incident.
I'm not doing good. Like, everyone's, it's not, you know.
Right, but like bits aside.
Top
like,
of fucking Holiday Inn. It's not, you know, I'm not partying. I'm looking down, praying I hit the ground hard.
Yeah, but like...
Throw me in your trash.
What's your chair saying right now?
Okay.
My chair saying, oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, daddy.
Okay, but this is all like...
These are sluts. If these are personified, these chairs, I mean, chairs are sucking dick behind a Piggly Wiggly.
Big tits. Fishnets. Okay, but all bits aside, like, what can we do to help? Because you're saying this, and I'm like, I feel bad, but I'm like, you know, part of it is like performing it for the bit, but I'm also like, hold on. You okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Do you need to jerk off again?
I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe. I'll throw that back in my repertoire. Maybe I'll feel better. No, I mean, I think... here's the truth, right? I've been raw dogging life for the last, like, maybe 2-3 months. No therapy. That's definitely not helping. Me doing 100 billion shows is not helping.
What is helping?
Excuse me?
So what is helping?
What I need to do more is I need to meditate more. I need to be around friends more. I need to do hobbies more. I need to like have a tennis lesson. I need to play golf. I need to like do other stuff besides what we do on like a day-to-day basis.
Just like calling a friend for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, 100%.
Just boost your morale.
Buddy, you know what I thought about doing, which is crazy? Like, you guys know me well enough. This is the most insane thing. I literally thought about like calling like a high school friend that I haven't talked to for real in 10 years to be just like, hey man, what's going on? Like, that's where I was at. Just to be like, I don't even know. Just get myself out of myself for a second. And like,
well, I just feel like it's kind of like for me, if I all these thoughts just build up, it's just like a balloon and da 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 da. And then you talk to somebody and it kind of like decompresses it.
Yeah.
Even if you're not like, you're not trauma dumping on them.
Yep.
But just talking, you're just like,
yeah.
You're letting words out. So it makes space for.
Yeah. Yeah. I also did a bunch of research on like how to, like it's, I brought this up before, but
make
it's
a called a like, bomb.
Yeah. And and I just need one wick. I need to try to find this like specific wick on eBay. Yeah, and once I get it, every post office better be aware. Do post offices even exist anymore?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore. An Amazon driver pulled up to my house yesterday and maybe a 98 Mitsubishi.
Get the fuck out of here. Like,
Amazon, you got money. Let's start them at like at least an 07 like, Civic. Yeah, literally, I mean, Mitsubishi with one of the logos falling off.
It
looked like two Dippin' Dots as a logo. The guy hops out with an Amazon shirt on. He's like, for Trevor, I'm like, you don't need to know my name. You don't work for this company.
Yeah, you don't. Also, it's like what Amazon's doing is like what Uber does for drivers. Like Amazon's just allowing people to do gig, whatever,
which
for
I love
Amazon.
For the economy, and it's great because it's employing so many people, but like...
What are you, running for office?
Trevor Wall's wrong. But like, put it, you know, like the same way... Uber has a sticker on the back. Like, put registered Amazon driver. Put a photo of Jeff Bezos on the car. Because there was a random just like white Mitsubishi in front of my house for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, well, am I about, what's that? Am I about to get
gas? Got it? Yeah.
What?
And then the guy hops out, he got a package, and I'm out front, ironically enough. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, Trevor? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, here's your package. I look down, it's Amazon.
Yeah, I need you to wear more than just a blue shirt.
I don't know, man. Anyways, you know, there's ups, there's downs, there's lefts, there's rights.
That's what I'm saying.
I generally feel like, I just wish I could listen to my own advice. I can talk somebody out of something so quickly.
Yeah.
But internally, I just need to talk to myself, AKA weed. Yeah, dude, you know what's interesting? Yesterday I was on such a good mood at night. I felt so good. I was making like videos on my phone. I was just having a night. I love being alone. And then I go to this grocery store and it's immediately ruined when I hear this guy say to the cashier, happy first day of the fall solstice. Whatever happened to how's your night going? Whatever happened to good evening? Hey, happy first night of the fall solstice. What does that mean? What is fall solstice?
I'll tell you what it is.
What is that, like Q1 for hippies?
It means he is unemployed.
He was shopping at Erewhon, Papa. I think he might own the moon.
I think most people that shop at Erewhon have $12 in their account, and they hope that people see them shop at Erewhon.
Think?
Yeah. Credit card debt? Have you heard of it?
That is hilarious. They're like, nah, go. The bank's like, nah, go spend the money. Nah, you're good. The debt. Come on. You can owe it to us later. And they're like, you fucking idiot. You idiot.
Idiot. Everyone's an idiot.
Credit
score. Everyone's an idiot. Dude, I was in so much debt. I don't mean to call you an idiot if you're in debt. I was fucking $30,000 in debt walking around. I was walking around
with my girlfriend debt. 30. So I can be in her.
That's a condom commercial. Why don't they have invisible condoms?
$30,000 in debt?
Walking around. Stressed.
Yeah.
Every single day of my life.
And what did you use to fix it?
Pussy.
Blue Chew. Put in the ad.
Right now. But yeah, I mean, it was horrible. But happy first moon of the solstice.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I'd like to say
happy
this.
Happy first day of the fall solstice.
I do know that his parents don't like him. I know that for a fact. And his kid is going to be named like Turtle.
Oh, yeah, his turtle and turquoise.
Oh, my God. It's going to be called Juju Bead.
Sometimes you go, like, I go to Erewhon for, like, the fast food, the shitty part.
Yeah.
It's still too expensive. But, like, this guy goes there for, like, the heirloom tomatoes.
And, like, the mud
happy
drink.
First night of the fall solstice.
If someone said that to me.
What does that mean? Is your period about to start, sir?
Probably. If someone said that to me, uppercut. Immediate uppercut. I think you should be allowed to uppercut one person today. Dude, if that was real,
yeah, but then
the world would be better.
It gets dicey because it's 11:59. Your girl's looking at you like, I'm going to swing in. And you're like, please don't. I'm all out.
Here's the thing, though. It doesn't come with lawful repercussions. But it does come with like actual
repercussions. And it also doesn't hurt.
Oh. No, well, I'm
maybe,
saying,
I don't know.
I'm saying you can get in a fight. But if everyone was allowed to uppercut, I think everyone would be really on their P's and Q's. What the fuck does that mean? What does that say?
Concerns?
I
have no idea.
Remember, P's everyone's like, oh, everyone just get on your P's and Q's.
Any saying
what
sucks.
The fuck? Mrs. Ringle? That's what Ringle. She used to say. Ringle. Mrs. Ringle used to say, you better be on your P's and Q's.
You know
bitch,
what's so funny?
Show me your tits. I'm in sixth grade.
Apparently, it's because people used to get their P's and Q's confused.
Honestly valid.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly really? Valid. What is it, the Packers O-line? How dumb are they? I don't know.
I can see that.
If it's like calligraphy and you're Ray Charles, but why the fuck are you missing
up?
The P goes two ways.
What?
Yo, a Q ain't nothing but a drunk P. No one?
That's big brain wrangler right there.
It's just backwards. It's a P with autism.
Yeah.
Why can't you say that? Why are there certain things that like I say and I go, why can't I say that?
You can.
All right.
You can. You'll just be performing for a lot of men in crowds that look like they're January Sixers and they're by themselves. And they're like, yeah, this guy speaks fuck truth. If I ever get a comment on my Instagram that says this guy speaks the truth, I know that I'm starting to make bad content.
That's all my content.
No, well, maybe not bad content, but never mind. I don't like that take anymore.
You're behind red.
This guy, what?
Never mind. We got to switch.
This guy speaks the truth. I don't ever speak the truth. What?
You don't think you ever speak the truth?
I do, but like when I'm making fun of like Subaru drivers, it's never like the speaks the truth for the country.
You ever watch someone's like do stand up and you're like, man, what am I doing?
Like, oh, they're that good?
Like, yeah, they're that good, or like the content the they're talking about, and they're like, they're like thought provoking. And you're like, I have a 9-minute bit on tasting my own semen. What am I doing? And then you have another day, you go, hey man, everyone can't talk about Gaza. Everyone can't talk about the housing crisis. You know, some people, I'm
oddly enough, a 9-minute cum bit is refreshing.
Yeah, especially for the girl. Now I'm doing jokes.
Now it's drenching.
Who would be the P and who would be the Q?
Between us?
You and I. I'm in QAnon, so I'd be the Q.
Do you want this seat?
I think we should switch colors at least.
Yeah, we can switch the colors.
We have to switch the colors.
Yeah, I feel like I give off more blue anyways.
Yeah. I feel like I get off more red. I'm the devil. You think if you died right now, you go to heaven or hell?
Cabo.
Is that purgatory?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I feel like I'd be at the gates.
Change the color.
I'd be at the gates, and I feel like they'd ask me like one question, like a TikTok street interview, and be like, whoa, dude, you look weird in red. You look weird in red now.
Oh, no. It looks weird too, but just because I'm not used to it.
Do I fit the blue?
Yeah.
Dude, the red, like, you know what you should do? Like, whenever Michael starts talking about something like oddly horny, like, oh, fucking little feet. Dude, you cut to the red lighting.
Yeah.
The horny light.
Horny light.
Whoa.
Horny light.
Hey.
Well, yeah. What are we talking about?
I think it's time for sock talk. This is sock talk from Charles. He says, what's a profession you wouldn't date?
Oof.
FBI.
Oh. Where were you at 3 p.m.? Oh. I'm on my lunch break.
What's on your hard drives?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Everything. And you can't even ask her about her day. Not that I would. Well, I mean, I would want
God
to.
Damn, honey, come dude. On.
I would want
Not
to.
Not that I would want to. It's crazy. Change the colors. Change the colors.
No,
right now.
No, no. Because I don't. It's. I would want to hear about her weekends because her days are tough. Right. Actually, no. I'd want to hear about her. Sorry, imaginary FBI girlfriend. I would want to hear about your days.
Did you know if you're in the FBI and like if you see them in person, like out in public, you're really not supposed to go up to them. Like, if you know that guy, because he might be undercover, you could blow his cover.
I saw the shit on an airplane. Remember?
You saw it go down?
I mean, not physically, but I saw a clip. It's probably not real.
Dude, that'd be awesome. I'm going to pretend I'm in the FBI. Yo, Trev, I'm in the FBI. Leave me alone.
Can you imagine?
I'm in the FBI. Dude, I just want a badge. Why don't more jobs have badges?
I want a gun. I want a badge.
No. Don't go on this take yet. Why don't more jobs have badges? Like, if I'm an umpire at a baseball game, like, why can't I just go to the Padres Stadium and be like, let me in? Like, yeah, if I'm Joey Chestnut, why can't I walk up to any glizzy spot in the world with a badge? It's like, free.
I think you probably could with no badge, being Joey Chestnut.
But, like, I want a badge.
A badge would be sick.
Like, would ours be like a badge with, like, a microphone on? You walk up to any comedy club, let me do five.
I bet you'd be like a clown.
Mm.
You open it up and get
But, like, isn't that funny?
No, yeah.
Somebody's like, I'm a cop. Like, I don't believe you. And then they hold a piece of leather with chrome and they're like, holy shit.
Yeah, it is like, oh, well, there's numbers on it. Whoa. Yeah, it is. But have you like touched an actual badge? It's fucking sick.
Really? No.
Yeah, it's really like, I mean, the one that I saw was like very, very like, I was going to say high end, but I guess it's high end. Like the leather is like crazy thick and it's like, it's fucking official.
Anyway, I'm not saying it's not. It's just a funny like.
It is funny.
Listen to me. No, listen to me. Holy shit.
It's just
how it happens is funny.
Yeah.
It's funny that we have to get to that point.
Yeah. It's just like a license. The guy at the bar is like, the fucking bouncer's like, no. And you're like, I can get in. I'm this age. They go, okay, get in here. Yeah. Just one little piece of paper. But a badge
is. Bouncers need to shut the hell up.
Buddy, my license has been expired for, I don't know, a month and a half. And wouldn't let me in. Wouldn't let me in. And I was like, I understand it's expired. I have something from the DMV that's on my phone that allows you to know.
All the
and they go, nope.
Fake.
They go,
nope. Where was this?
I was literally with my girlfriend and some of her friends are having like an after work like party. It's so funny. Someone got fired from her work and they were like, it's called an 86 party because the guy was 86. And they had like a party. Like it was called an 86 party because it was his last day, obviously, because he got fired. It's actually kind of funny. What? They brought like a keg and shit. Really funny.
What did he get fired for?
He got written up too many times.
Oh.
Yeah. My girl's job is like very like, you get written up like two or three, like it's over. Like a lot of like rules. It's like she works at like a nice restaurant. So it's like fucking, yeah. But.
I thought he got like fired for like doing coke in the bathroom.
No.
Let's do another fuck party then.
No.
Cocaine bump.
But I couldn't get in. And then, and you know what's so funny? He wouldn't let me in. And I was like, bro, come on, man. He's like, I can't. And I go, sir, I'm with all these people. And he goes, all right. As soon as he realized I was with people that were all going to spend money, so it was like 17 people and I was the first one to try to get in. And he was like, oh, okay, come on. Oh, sick.
Cool. So I'm a minor. Get on the ground.
Literally, I'm a minor. I'm a minor.
I just want to do it for fun. Somebody lets me into a bar. This is a fake ID. You're going to prison. Welcome to identitythefraud.com.
All right. Oh. Profession.
Sorry, yeah.
No. Profession that I would not date. I wouldn't date a Greenpeace worker. Mm. Shut up. You're really going to put that poison in your body? Shut up.
You wake up, she's just standing on the bed with a clipboard. Do you want to sign up again?
I just fucked you. Yeah, someone like that that's like on the high horse consistently would be so annoying.
I think anybody in government, because you're always just stressed.
Oh, God, I know.
They like, that's just stress that just lingers on you all day.
Yeah, and also a profession that you can never complain about your own life. Like if it's like a nurse that deals with like babies every like an ER nurse who deals with babies,
right.
You'd be like, oh my God.
Didn't work. Yeah. Like, I saw 19 abortions today. You're like, well, that was my joke. That's what it was about.
Yeah. So thank you so much. It didn't work. Maybe you have 21 abortions.
Don't cover your laugh, you little slut. Let it out, girl. Come on now.
Come on now. Yeah. That would be, cause you just never complain. Like, oh, I got a delay in Charleston. And she's like, oh, cool. I had to amputate a baby's cock.
I do feel like that with most jobs and anybody have, what did I miss?
Just amputated a baby's cock.
That should be your new special name.
Amputated a baby cock?
Yeah.
So what's the best profession?
I honestly think, what?
Stripper.
Nah,
I'd be awful. I'm just joking.
Daytime stripper. Still hanging out at night.
100%.
I'm going to go dual answer. I think FBI.
What? Because
you feel protected. And I'm like, and it's hot. She comes home. How is work? I can't talk about it. Okay, girl. Can you moan about it? maybe I'm a little beta, but like something like, just fucking go, girl.
Yeah, you're a simp. A little bit.
Yes. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You like getting beat in the bedroom a little?
Beat?
Yeah.
When did I say that?
I'm
saying,
you know,
but like, if she's like the protector, like there's something about like.
That's what I'm saying. You get beat in the bedroom. You try to get beat. You want to feel dominated. Feeling like I'm protected, you're getting dominated.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're like, you know, if you're with your buddy who's jacked an MMA fighter,
yeah.
And you're about to get in a fight and you get loud on some dude because you know this guy's going to protect you.
Yes.
You're a simp for your friend and you want to get fucked by him.
I don't think you're a simp for your friend. I think this just makes you a pussy. Like I would historically try and get in bar fights.
Me too.
When I was like 23, I wouldn't try, but I would look for it because I was with my buddy Eric, who played, you know, D2 football. And he's like 6'3", jacked. I'm like, yeah, I got you here. So my girl is that. And some dude starts yapping at me. I go, oh, yeah, man. Babe, get him.
Oh, yeah.
No, not to that level, but like.
That would be so funny. That'd be so funny to have your girl, like, the MMA fighter just beat some dude's ass at a bar. It would be really funny.
Yeah.
Jokes
aside, I do think FBI would be kind of hot though. Just like telling you about your day. Well, she's like a homicide detective. She's like, I've been tracing all this, and you walk into a room. She's got like pictures and yarn and string. I don't know if they actually do that, but
I don't think so.
But she's up late, stressing. And then you're like, yeah, but what about head? She's like, I'm literally trying to find out why this man got beheaded, and you're like,
what still has a head in there though.
Yeah, I don't know. Best job to date? Honestly, it doesn't even matter as long as she's passionate. What's up?
I don't know. This is what I think. I know I said nurse before, not good.
Turn this red. Shut the fuck up.
There we go. but I think dating a nurse would be hot. You know why?
She's going to cheat on you.
Yes. Scrubs.
You can buy scrubs for anybody. You can buy scrubs for your girlfriend.
Yeah, right, but they're not real. I need authenticity. I need you to come up with like a little speckle of blood. Like I need you to be authentic.
So you're telling me that like if you, oh, never mind. But, okay.
There's something hot. Scrub, you're so hot. But I hear what you're saying.
So you're saying you had a ball gag on your girl with the fucking a necklace. It's got to be a real necklace from a real dog.
I got a better answer.
Go.
an artist.
Simp.
Yeah.
An artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but yes and no. That's like two. Because you're, seen, like, you're like, how's your day going? She's like, it's just another tree in the wind. That's what I was saying 20 minutes ago.
I will say this, though. Come with me on this visualizations of a journey. You come in your house. It's like this, like, kind of like vintagey looking house, and you open up, she has like a studio in the back that's like a little, like, kind of like a she cave or whatever, she shed. You open it up and she's back there, she has paint on her face.
Ah,
these like big, like
pottery,
big, yes, big overalls that had like paint all over, and she's like painting this beautiful fucking painting. Mm-hmm, you know, that's attractive. Very. Passion.
Well, that's what paint. I said earlier, just whatever you're super into. You can like bullfrogs. If you're passionate about it and you come home, you're like, look at this one I got today. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing hotter than me coming back to the apartment and my girlfriend's like writing. It's so fucking hot.
Yeah, you know how to do that?
Yeah. Everything's spelled right.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Because there's the worst is when you're talking about how like excited or something you're fun you're working on. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, I'm just doing my job that I hate.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Cool. Turn the cameras on. It's crowd work time. Why do you hate your job?
100%.
How long have you been working there? Get a new job.
Get a new job. I can't stand it anymore. Someone who's, I've dated a few people like that. You're like, then quit. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Fucking quit, dude. Then quit. I can't. Then something good happens in your career. You feel bad telling them. It's a whole thing.
You have to like downplay it. I like booked a movie, but like, man, I have to be away from you. When? Good.
Good. Goodbye. Dude, there's some, dude, sometimes I come back to my apartment. And she has like a writer's group. And sometimes they like convene at my, at my apartment.
Yeah. That piss me off.
I hear you.
I'm kidding.
I hear you. But like, they're all like just fucking.
They're in it.
How about this and that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. They have like Cheetos or eating them. I'm like, fucking yes.
Dude, I get
burn
hard
the midnight
today.
Oil.
Dude, last week I was burning midnight oil. I was just sitting there at it, just over shoulder. What are we doing?
Yeah.
She came down. She said, oh, what are you? Oh, I got me upstairs. Yes. Sick of sock.
Sick of sock.
Also, you're talking about umpires having badges.
Yep.
I was looking it up. This is kind of random, but they are replacing umpires with robots next year.
No way.
Shut your mouth.
They're officially doing it.
Like Major League?
Yeah.
So they're saving what, tens of hundreds of dollars?
I think it's more like because they suck so bad, but.
Hold on. Like for real?
Yeah.
But why do they even need people back there if they're just going to like.
Well, I didn't even think about that.
Walk me through this. What, like, are they going to be like robots dressed up in fucking whatever?
I don't think so. I think
no. They're just gonna have like speed guns and be like, man,
yeah,
strike, bomb.
And
they already like can instantly play it back and see if it was in the box or not.
Yeah, yeah.
How are they so good at that? Strike. I don't know. How many times do they call strike and they're like, I have no fucking idea.
Probably 80% of the time.
I was thinking about Hot Pockets.
Yeah, my wife's just divorced me. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, there's millions of people watching.
Safe. No one's gonna complain.
That is crazy. Yeah. How do we get on the show? They can like, dude. I space out on this own podcast.
Yeah.
I space out driving.
Oh.
There's no way this guy's like.
Sure.
What was it called? You pitched? Set ball.
Just eating a hot dog?
Yeah.
No idea what's happening.
He looks at the catcher. What do you want?
Medium rare.
But show me where. Oh. Strike.
You know what's bullshit? Is the catcher frames it. So like if you're not paying attention, everything looks like a strike.
Yeah. Dude, you're looking over this guy's head.
I will say though, if you're a major league ump, motherfucker's throwing 92 miles an hour, you're gonna be a bit alert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but also,
like you're not gonna
also
zone out.
Also, like 63.
Yeah, there's no young.
Dude, I need to. Yeah, well, there is. I saw a kid on TikTok.
I love him.
Yeah, dude, he's a man. But dude, all these umps have like the giant text on their iPhone. You know what I mean? Like they type like, I'd be home by 7. I don't know. It is a white ball in a box, so.
Can we see? Can I see these robots though? Or they're not here yet?
They're not here. It's not going to be an actual robot. It'll just be a system.
Is there going to be someone behind them?
Yeah, there'll still be someone behind them.
What? Then what is he doing?
So what are they doing? Stopping the ball?
They don't know yet.
This whole thing's dumb.
Secret sock. Is this chiropractic adjustment cheating?
Hold that while we open up and release the tension here at the bottom of the jaw, thyroid. Okay, see how your tongue as far as it goes. Okay, I'm gonna traction your tongue downward like this.
I'm gonna watch this.
All right, now try to let your jaw relax. You got a gag reflex?
But like, what of this is chiropractic?
Nothing. That's Johnny Sins.
First of all, his sleeves have a watch on it. You better watch this guy before he fucks your girl.
I mean, that's awful.
This is literally like just a gag reflex.
Yeah, this is not real.
This is fake. This is for OF.
Yeah, this whole thing's fake.
This is for OF. Has to be. What doctor has? Do you have a gag reflex? Unless it's your uncle.
Dr. Sins.
Yeah. Imagine that. Hey, how many cigarettes you smoke a day? Do you drink? Cool. Do you have a gag reflex? Where does that play into this?
I'll tell you. I'm about to show my cock.
Thanks for clearing that up, Doc.
I mean, if that was
That's
real,
all, Doc.
If that was real, then yes. Like, don't
Dude,
do that.
It's never been easier to rage bait. Like, you can, this guy is a glove on and a white t-shirt. I'm like, this must be a doctor. Right. People fall for anything.
That guy is he does that. He walks to a Hellcat. He just fuck.
Has anybody with has there ever been just like a noble man with a Hellcat? And he's like, what do you mean? This car is what? This for the streets? Just me and my family in here.
No.
Like, or is it always a guy who manages OF and pipes daily?
That.
And has gold everything, gold toilets, loud exhaust, tank tops, hair that always looks wet somehow.
Why are tank tops labeled tank tops?
Okay, it's time to end the show.
No, it's not. It's never. This is the best content we've ever had. Tank top? Someone talk to me. A tank? Tank. World War II tank.
I don't know.
I don't like it. Change it. To answer your question, I don't think anyone in the history of Hellcats has ever bought a Hellcat that wasn't divorced and secretly fucked their cousin.
Who makes Hellcat? Is it Dodge?
Yeah.
Dodge.
If I'm driving a Hellcat, I know who I am. Like, I know, like,
I know what I'm giving off.
Yeah. It's, mm-hmm. it's a meme. It's,
yeah.
I'm just trying to think, like,
Hummer.
Back in the day, Hummer was definitely that too.
You know what car I see a lot that is going to be a meme, I think, soon? Bronco. The new Broncos.
But
it's got to be the person. The person makes the meme. You know, it's like people identify the Edgar haircut with Altimas. It's like it wasn't the Altima. It was kind of like the Edgar meme associated with that.
Yeah.
Subaru was the same as like, you know, Portland, that type thing. So like what is the, so if the Broncos got to be like,
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, what about Jeeps? Jeeps definitely have a specific person that drives.
I've been wanting to make this video about Jeeps for so long. I just want to make a video about like the guys who put the ducks in the Jeep.
Yeah.
I don't know what the ducks are for. Piss me off. It's just funny that Jeep owners are like fucking 4x4 dirt. Hell yeah. But it's they're so like tough. But then they're also like, here's a rubber ducky.
Yeah, they're like, quack, 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 Jim. Someone explain to me what ducks are.
I didn't know they trade them to each other.
Yeah,
they
dude,
put them on their cars. It's a weird thing. But that's what I'm saying. It's funny that they're so like, I'm alpha, 4x4, lifted, no roof. Also, what?
We should get like in bust on someone's car.
What?
Like if we all own.
You say bust on someone's car?
Yeah, let's all own Teslas and like our thing is we have to bust on the hood.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So if you see a Tesla,
you're in control of this podcast. You have final say on these edits.
I just want to bust on your Tesla.
It'd be so hard.
Good thing they have so many cameras on a Tesla.
Can you imagine getting a notification? Someone busted on your car.
On your windshield wipers.
Fuck. Well, did we do it?
That's an episode.
That's an episode. Guys, thank you so much for being part of this community. We love you guys so much. Friendly reminder, every freaking Friday, we drop an extra episode ad-free on the patreon.com/stiffsockspod. It's only $5 a month, so go check that out. Also, come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Boston on tour. That is it. I got a big old fat penis. Bye.